I'm so grateful that I can stand before you today. I'm a difficult person to stand in a pulpit, but like, I cry good weather reports. I'm so grateful and privileged to have a wonderful family that can do missionary work and serve our Father in heaven. I was one of the unfortunate ones during the Vietnam War, but I didn't make the lottery to go on a mission. They had a certain number of people go on missions. So I was one of those that didn't meet that criteria, that I had to do other things. And so I didn't get that opportunity. But I have the opportunity now to serve in the temple, although it's unjust. That's great. It's one of the wonderful callings to check recommends at the desk. That's not all I can handle right now. But as I said, I pray to my Father in heaven, said, give me health and strength, that I may do the work, that I may increase, and the Lord does bless me. And my health is improving and getting better every day. And I knew I was going to speak today. I was prompted already before I even stood up, before the bishop even knew. I had impressions, and I know what I should speak this day. Just one thing. Here we are, a group of wonderful brothers and sisters, all loving our Father in heaven and the Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to be giving a lesson today in the Relief Society and in Priesthood Meeting. It's called An Enthusiastic Desire to Share the Gospel. Brother McFerrin, he will get up and bear that testimony. We all have that great opportunity to bear the testimony of our Savior. Our Savior, a saving being, He saves us from our sins. Though I am imperfect and make all kinds of error in my life, I know that if I keep on struggling and striving, I can get back to where He is and where my dear beloved family will be. I know that the gospel is true, and I know that if we take every opportunity to share the gospel, as we'll be studying today in the lesson, with every opportunity we can, the Lord will strengthen you and bless you. I have opportunity quite often at the gate of the temple to visit with people that are tourists. And I speak to them and say, if you allow the Spirit to prick your heart and feel the Spirit, you'll be able to feel something special. And then as you go through all these special places that you can go, and I give them a little map to show you everything, so you will find great joy, something that you maybe have never experienced. And they listen, because they are searching. And I tell you, there are lots of people out there that are searching. They don't know what they're searching for. But I know that we can help further the word of our Father in heaven, and we strive to do whatever we can and share the gospel and bless the lives of our dear brothers and sisters. I know you love them all. I love them all. They're special. I love all of you. I know the gospel is true. And I know that as we seek to do His work, He will bless us all. And we'll all be there. We have a family tradition. I don't know where the elusive date will be, but we say, someday we'll be all there in the celestial kingdom. And we'll be at a table and we'll say, we're all here. And all of our family members will be there. That's one of our traditions. I don't know if it's 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 10,000 years from now. I don't know what it'll be. But that's what our plans. We don't know if it's Lucia right now, but it will happen. And it will happen to all of us, with all of us. And we can all be there and drink in the joys that celestial living goes. Another word I need to say is we all have weaknesses. We have things that pester us and cause us concern and trouble. Eating is the way sometimes. I'm here to tell you that as you give your heart to our Savior, Jesus Christ, ask Him to help you be remade. Sometimes have to be rewired. He will bless us. So I'm saying, if you have those concerns, concerns troubling your heart and mind. Give it no thought, but put it to prayer. Turn over to the Savior. He will bless you. I know this church is true, but I know his time has arrived. And I say this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.